Ezekiel 32. It happened in the 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation over Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and tell him, You were likened to a young lion of the nations. Yet you are as a monster in the seas, and you broke out with your rivers and troubled the waters with your feet and fouled their rivers. The Bible has a lot to say about the judgment of Egypt because Egypt represents the world and the flesh. Whenever Israel were threatened by a power from the north like Babylon or Assyria, they went to Egypt for help instead of trusting in God. You saw that earlier in the lives of Abraham and Isaac. Whenever they had problems, they were tempted to go down to Egypt out of the land of Israel. And it never worked out well. And so Babylon and Assyria were like lions. That's what the prophecies describe them as. But it says here that Egypt was likened to a young lion. In other words, the Israelites thought, ha-ha, we're being attacked by one lion, let's get another lion to fight that lion off, instead of turning to God. And instead of being a young lion, in fact, it turns out to be a flabby sea monster that only makes trouble and should have really stayed in the River Nile. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will spread out my net on you with a company of many peoples, and they shall bring you up in my net. I will leave you on the land. I will cast you forth on the open field, and will cause all the birds of the sky to settle on you, and I will satisfy the animals of the whole earth with you. So the idea is that Egypt was going to come to nothing. And so it is with all our trust in human strength, in wealth, in power, in the flesh. It will come down to nothing, just as happened to Egypt. Yes, I will make many peoples amazed at you, and their kings will be horribly afraid for you, when I shall brandish my sword before them, and they shall tremble every moment, every man for his own life, in the day of your fall. So Egypt was to fall. And all those who thought they were so powerful, who thought Egypt's going to save us, were going to be terribly frightened. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come on you. Babylon was going to destroy Egypt, and therefore take Judah. By the swords of the mighty will I cause your multitude to fall. They are all the terrible of the nations, and they shall bring to nothing the pride of Egypt, and all its multitude shall be destroyed. And again, it is pride that God hates. So many of these prophecies are condemning human pride. So God loves humility and he hates pride. And I think that's one reason why Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom, because wealth and pride tend to go together. I will make the land of Egypt desolate and waste, a land destitute of that of which it was once full, when I shall strike all those who dwell therein. This is the lamentation with which they shall lament, with which the daughters of the nations shall lament therewith over Egypt. So they're all going to be so sad that Egypt is now gone, that there is no balance now against Babylon. And Ezekiel at his time was a captive. He was one of the first who went into captivity. And in the time of Ezekiel, there were still Jews under Zedekiah living in Judah, and they were trusting in Egypt. So the relevance of this is that he's saying, don't trust in Egypt. It's going to come to nothing. They're not going to save you from the Babylonians. Turn to God instead. It happened also in the 12th year, in the 15th day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her and the daughters of the famous nations, to the lower parts of the earth with those who go down into the pit. And so it is with all human strength. Oh, if only I've got him on my side, if only I've got them on my side, if she's going to support me. But you know, everyone's going to die. Everyone is mortal. Everybody is weak. Whom do you pass in beauty? Go down and be laid with the uncircumcised. So beauty is just for a moment. Strength is just for a moment. Time and tide happen to everything and everybody. and it is only our faith in God that is eternal. They shall fall in the midst of those who are slain by the sword. She is delivered to the sword. The strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of Sheol with those who help him. They are gone down, they lie still. Assyria is there and all her company, her graves are all around her, all of them slain, fallen by the sword. There is Elam and all her multitude around her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword. They who cause their terror in the land of the living have now borne their shame with those who go down to the pit. So all these powerful nations all died. And the simple message to us is, as I say, that man is mortal, and that no matter how beautiful, strong, and powerful any individual may seem, only in Jesus and in God is our eternal help. There is Meshech, Tubal, and all their multitude, their graves are around them, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. They cause their terror in the land of the living. So, sure, people were terrified of these people, but now they're dead and nobody's frightened of them. And this is so hard, especially I think when we're young, to understand that what seems to be the answer, what seems to be so strong, beautiful, is going to come down to nothing, and they shall lie there, slain and silent. There is Edom, her kings and her princes, who in their might are laid with those who are slain by the sword. They all seem so mighty, but they came down to the pit, to the grave. There are the princes of the north and all the Sidonians who have gone down with the slain. In the terror which they caused by their might, they are put to shame. People were terrified of these guys when they were strong and young and alive, but now they're dead. So this is the challenge, that all things die, that all things are mortal, and only in God is our eternal help.